This is Passport to Texas. Voluntary hunter education started in 1971 to satisfy requirements for Texans hunting in Colorado. Robert Ramirez, who oversees hunter education, says by 1987, this training program became mandatory in Texas, with the first mandatory certifications occurring in 1988.
And at that point, if you had taken it voluntary, we would recognize that. And subsequently, our incident-accident rate has dropped.
Ramirez says in 1968, Texas recorded 105 hunting accidents with 37 fatalities. Since mandatory hunter education, those numbers have dropped substantially.
Today, we're below 3 incident accidents per 100,000. So, great strides since it becoming mandatory. Anyone who is born September 2nd, 1971 or later is required to have it.
Currently, Hunter Ed involves a 2-day classroom experience or a home study course. But if approved, online opportunities will expand.
It's dynamic. It's no longer a static web page. It's interactive. And then you're going to have the video aspect. With broadband technology, what it is right now, you can insert a lot of that dynamic video to get the main basic points of Hunter Ed across to the general public.
The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.